Hi, this is Pat Fraley with a lesson on the importance of playing back your auditions and practice recordings and a way of making this procedure fun and at the same time increase your booking to audition ratio. We're now living in an era where recording at home for audition is a way of life for the voiceover community. Now, what do agents and casting people say is the single biggest problem with this? Self-direction. Even for we who have been at it for a long time, we can no longer rely on insights from booth directors and casting people. This means you have to recognize the story and or message in copy, a script, or text, recognize the appropriate style, and make meaningful, interesting choices with acting and characterization, which realize the project. Now, let's get practical on addressing and accelerating your voiceover efforts. Always play back your recordings, and don't just listen, train yourself to hear. You see, there's a gap between perception and reality. Perception being what you intend to go down on the recording, and reality being what you get when you listen back. Now, you must narrow this gap so your recording is close to what you intended to lay down. That's why when you listen back, focus on one single question. Did you realize the story with your acting and character choices? If you are tempted to stay in engineering mode, you know, listening for levels, edits, etc., you need to listen twice. Okay, now here's a mindset that will hold you in good stead. Think of how the project will sound when it's finished, with music and sound effects, and with the other performers if you're doing sides for an audition piece and only laying down your part. Here's what I've done every so often, which is fun and helps me narrow the perception-reality gap. And on occasion, it actually gets me hired. I read my script or copy. I define the story, the characters, and the scene. I make acting and character choices that best realize those aspects. Lay it down. I listen back. If I'm happy with the track, I don't stop there. Sometimes I have some fun. I mix in the appropriate sound effect or music behind it, and even process the sound of my voice that's called for in the spot or script. Let me give you an example. I had an audition for a restaurant in Baltimore. The story involved a helicopter pilot reporting from the air, so I laid down the audition piece. Here's part of it. This is Pat Fraley as Brian. Cindy, we're headed towards the Charles Street Bridge where a man has reportedly shed his clothes and he's trying to signal a motorist passing down on the JFX. You notice how I'm yelling? That's, of course, because the pilot's in a copter. Now, here's where it gets fun. I processed the voice to sound like he's on one of those horrible mics on a chopper. Now it sounds like this.
This is Pat Fraley, it's Brian. Cindy, we're headed towards the Charles Street Bridge where a man has reportedly shed his clothes and he's trying to signal a motorist passing down on the JFX.
Huh? I did this with a cool little audio processing software that I can access right while I'm inside my audio software called SFX Machine. That's two words. Google it. It's about $75 and they make a Mac and a PC version. With it, I can make my voice sound like it's, say,
over a bullhorn,
a bad PA system,
a phone, hello,
or even a bad industrial film.
Now, I didn't stop there. Over the years, I've collected some brief sound effects. I don't have a lot, but I cover the basics like some traffic, a restaurant, and a few slaps. And a little helicopter. So I took the helicopter and slapped it behind my audition. I sent it off that way and booked the job. Here's how it sounded.
This Pat Fraley is Brian. Cindy, we're heading toward the Charles Street Bridge where a man has reportedly shed his clothes and he's trying to signal the motorist passing below on the JFX. Oh my goodness. Somebody feels pretty good about himself. Wait a sec. This fellow is unfurling some kind of sign. A message written on a sheet that reads, "Unchain thyself." Cindy, the naked man now appears to be dancing the chicken dance. Oh, yeah.
Some of my colleagues and students have had good fortune doing this as well. I think it gives the casting person a better sense of how we will sound when the job is done. Sometimes it's needful. When you think about it, they might understand that I have to shout into the mic to eventually sound like I'm a copter pilot. One thing I do, however, when I send out an audition which has been processed, I also give them a version that is dry or not processed. As far as starting to accumulate your own sound effects, the good news is that there are plenty on the internet which are free. Just Google free sound effects, three words, and you'll find them. Also, I pick my shots on this. I only use this when I believe it's genuinely needful for the casting people or producer to hear the real deal, especially when my performance sounds weird without it. And
thank you for flying Fraley Airlines.